This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, featuring New Heart, New Spirit with Auxiliary Bishop Donald J. Hying of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee is brought to you this week by Allstate Insurance Agent Deacon Scott Campbell and American Landscape. And now, Bishop Donald J. Hying.
Welcome to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is Bishop Don Hying, Rector of St. Francis de Sales, and also your new Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. I'm very blessed to serve you both as Bishop and Rector, at least for a while, until we discern who the new Rector will be. So please hold that intention in your heart. Continue to pray for us. We're poised to start another exciting year of formation here at St. Francis de Sales. As I think you know, New Heart, New Spirit airs every other Friday morning here on Relevant Radio. On alternative Fridays, Archbishop Jerome Listecki hosts his Living Our Faith radio program. On Friday, September 9th, I'll be a guest on his show talking about my recent ordination and what's to come for me as Auxiliary Bishop. And I think at some point he's going to be on this show as well. I'm joined today by one of our seminarians, Deacon Ryan Preuss. And Deacon Ryan is one of the founders and leaders of The Remnant, a series of sports retreats for high school athletes that he and others have amazingly put together to great effect and great success. So we're glad to have with us today two Remnant Retreat participants, two high school students, Kevin and Liam, and also Deacon Ryan. So welcome to all of you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, let's start with you. How did The Remnant get started? I think everything starts with somebody's crazy idea that becomes reality. So how did that idea come to you, and what did you do to make it happen?
Well, it came together through a conversation we had. Me and another seminarian were sitting down and talking about possibly putting together a camp, and we really didn't have any idea of what direction we wanted to head in, but we knew that we wanted to do a camp for high schoolers, and we thought what better way to connect with high schoolers than through sports activities. And so, you know, both of us had had really great experiences of being involved in sports in high school, and knew how influential they could be in somebody's faith life as well. So we kind of took that idea and ran with it, and a couple months later we held our first Remnant football camp.
That's great. I mean, it's not a natural connection, I think, for most people. You know, sports, religion, priesthood. I mean, I think a lot of people would think if you come to the seminary, you're just going to be sitting in the chapel with your hands folded, or you're going to be reading a theology book. But, I mean, sports is a great expression of our human life, that we're embodied spirits. And, you know, what we do with our bodies in terms of physical activity, sports, and that's certainly connected to our soul and our spirit.
Yeah, it certainly is. There's a lot to be learned from sports, and a lot that sports can teach us about our faith, especially in terms of sportsmanship and masculine leadership and virtue. And so we wanted to take that opportunity to teach students that, you know, they can definitely have a good experience, play sports, and also learn about their faith.
And also teamwork. I mean, when you think of priesthood, you know, we don't work as lone rangers. We work as a presbyterate in union with the bishop. So whole idea of moving a basketball or a football down the court or the field certainly has connection to the effort of evangelization and pushing the mission of the church forward. What inspired the name? I honestly don't know myself. So where did The Remnant come from?
Well, we had a kind of a brainstorming session about that, and had about 40 or 50 different names written on the marker board. And we settled on The Remnant just simply because we thought it would be a great way of expressing kind of the few or the chosen ones that are kind of left behind, those that, you know, maybe want to, you know, discover a deeper relationship with God and how they can go about doing that. And so The Remnant came to be basically because it expresses the you know, the few that are kind of chosen, that are left behind, but also it just kind of sounded cool. So,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Should I ask what some of the names were that didn't make the cut, or should we just let that go?
Yeah, probably. We should probably just skip that.
But Remnant comes from the scriptures. I mean, there's oftentimes in the Old Testament, the prophets speak of the faithful remnant that will be left. And it always seems that, you know, God works with people on the margins, works with just a few people, and obviously, that's expressed in the birth of the church at Pentecost. There were just a few people in this upper room who received the Holy Spirit, and today the church counts billions of members. So the idea that God seems to start with an individual or a small group, and through the power of that group, life expands. And we certainly see that with your idea becoming reality, becoming something exciting and great. What does a typical remnant retreat look like? What happens?
Well, remnant retreats are pretty intense. We, you know, for the first couple ones that we've done, we begin on Friday evening with prayer, adoration, and just kind of general introduction. Then we go the next day, everybody's up by 6 o'clock in the morning for a morning run, workout, and then we do sports drills. So if it's a football camp, we'll be out on the field doing some drills. If it's a basketball camp, like, you know, we'll be in the court doing some basketball drills. But you know, pretty much, and it's just throughout the weekend, it's a combination of small group discussions. We have speakers that come in that are kind of experts in their field. We had Father Jim Baraniak, who's a chaplain for the Green Bay Packers, come in for our football camp and give a very inspirational talk. We had other guests that would come in and visit and offer just some words of encouragement to the young men who are on the camp that are in sports, and to teach them that, you know, that their involvement in sports doesn't have to be something separate from their their life in the faith. So
it's a real blend of spirituality, of sports activities, of talks, of prayer. I mean, again, just looking at that composite of the human person, that we're body, soul, mind, and heart, and all of that comes together in terms of our life response to God. It sounds great. It wraps up with Mass on Sunday morning, right?
So exactly.
Very good. What's changed since the first retreat? I know you did the first one in December, and then you did another one this past spring. There's a full lineup ready for this coming year. What have you fine-tuned or found doesn't work, or that you've added that wasn't there at the beginning?
Well, we're not planning things on the fly quite as much anymore. It's definitely something that's coming together and is a little more organized. But I think as we continue on, we're able to bring in bigger name speakers and stuff. So for our soccer camp, we already have a couple of pro players lined up that are interested in coming and doing the skills training with the young men that are going to be on the camp. You know, so I think as we continue to grow in numbers, continue to grow, you know, throughout the next few years, we'll definitely see an increase in the participation in the organization, and also in the people, the speakers that we're able to bring in to talk at the camps.
That's great. I love the idea of 6 a.m. calisthenics and running. I think we should implement that at the seminary, so that everybody is awake, alive, and alert for 7 a.m. morning prayer and Mass. So that could be one of my last acts as rector, is to implement, you know, 6 a.m. calisthenics for all the seminarians. Since you have these guys doing it, be great for you to model that, you know, for the rest of the community. I think that's awesome.
I think you'd have a hard time selling that, but you can give it your best shot.
Ryan's eyes with my newly
found Episcopal authority. I'll just call on that. That's great. Now, Kevin and Liam, you're here with us. Thank you for joining us. You're both high school students. Maybe just tell us a little bit about where you go to high school, your family background, what sports you play, what interests you.
I'm Liam Dooley. I'm 16 years old. I'm going in my junior year at Brookfield Academy. I play baseball and football. I live in Slinger, which is near West Bend. I get that question a lot, where's Slinger? Nobody knows where it is.
West Bend is just a suburb of Slinger, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like the other way around, but hey. People usually know where West Bend is, so I just say, yeah, it's in the same.
So you play, there's sports teams at Brookfield Academy,
yeah.
Or are you, okay.
When I was in grade school, I went to like small Catholic schools, didn't really have sports teams, so I played for Slinger. Mm-hmm. That's how I know a lot of guys who go to the high school. Ryan, actually, lived in Slinger.
And Kevin, what about you?
I'm Kevin Sanchez. I just graduated from high school. I've been homeschooled all my life. I started playing baseball from a young age, and then I played for about 10 years, and then I picked up basketball when I was about 8, and I've played ever since. I live in New Berlin, so it's much closer to here than the suburb of West Bend.
What are your plans for the fall? Are you going to college? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be going to Waukesha Junior College, and then I'm going to be transferring to Marquette the next year.
Now, you've been on Remnant Retreats. Tell us a little bit about that. We heard from Deacon Ryan, you know, as one of the leaders, the planner, the idea person. You were on the receiving end of all that.
Sometimes
what retreats were you on? What was your experience of that? What did you like about it?
I went to the first one they ever had. That was a little bit kind of impromptu, I guess, because my mom gets the call about a week before the camp actually started, and she's like, "You want to go to this football camp? It's in the seminary." I'm like, "Oh God." I got one of my buddies, Michael Lowinger, to come with me. He goes to my school. He plays football with me. We went there, you know, I don't want to say we weren't expecting much, but, like, I guess we were in a way. And it turns out it was actually a lot of fun, I thought. The first night I came there, Friday night, was after a baseball game. No, check that. Yeah, it was either after... Yeah, it was after basketball practice. That's what it was.
So it was the one in December, right?
Yeah, that was one in December.
Yeah, okay.
I started off. I made dinner. Helped make dinner. It was grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh wow.
Kurt, just pulled me up there and it's like, "You're making soup with me." I'm like, "Sweet."
And Kevin, were you on that same retreat, or did you go on the one in the spring?
I came. I heard about it from a very close friend of mine. And she just told me, "All right, Kev, I know that you're in love with basketball. And so then look what I found." And so I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, this looks interesting." And so then I looked into it, and I was like, "Okay, all right, I'll come and then have an awesome first retreat at St. Francis Seminary." And so I came here, and I was just absolutely blindsided by how well they blended everything. And just as soon as I came in, it was like, "All right, hey, this is Kevin," and then I'll come in. And then actually, I think it was Liam who threw me my first pass, and then I scored. And he's like, "Yeah, go Shaq," because I'm like 6 foot 500.
Well, I didn't say you were that big.
Well, I'm getting there. But so yeah, it was it completely hit me with just an absolutely amazing time, and yeah, so it was a very good experience.
Give you a lot of credit for going. I mean, it takes some courage to step out and do something like this. Certainly took courage to put it together, but to say yes to this and to be surprised, right? I mean, it just sounds like you had fun. It was surprising. It was good. Made connections with other people. Talk about the spiritual part of it. How did it hit you in your soul? How did you encounter God or encounter the church through this weekend?
The small group discussions that we had, I don't know, I'd say about 8 seminarians there. They all broke us down, 4 groups, 2 seminarians in each group, and we just basically talked about what was going on in our lives. You know, they'd ask us questions, we'd answer them. But not only that, it was more like just, because we did have adoration every day, and we finished with Mass on Sunday. So they did do a really good job of like blending the faith with the sports. They kind of had a good, I guess, balance of what was important to that retreat.
So just kind of deepened your sense of where God is calling you in your life. Yeah. and what's going on. How about you, Kevin? Anything to add?
Like Liam said, I mean, the small group discussions were very critical. I mean, it was just an opportunity to be like, all right, what's going on with your life, and what can we discuss? What can we get you through? And I mean, it was a good time. It was just, all right, you're with your brothers now, not only brothers in the church, you're your brothers on the court in my case. And there's a connection there. And through that, we were able to share stuff about ourselves. And then I was able to help a couple of kids, or they were able to help me in ways and stuff like that. But just that communion, that sense of communion, not only on the court, but also in the aspect of the church, it was an incredible thing, I know, for me, and I know for the kids in my group. And I'm pretty, very confident that was amazing for the entire camp.
That's a great point, Kevin. I'd like to pick up with that after the break. You're listening to New Heart, New Spirit with Bishop Donald Hying, and we're blessed to have Kevin, Liam, and Deacon Ryan with us talking about The Remnant, a great new idea of sports retreats here at the seminary. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Get your free Good Hands Coverage checkup. Contact Waukesha Allstate agent Deacon Scott Campbell, 262-548-3800, or go to relevantradio.com, keyword insurance. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Answering your questions about faith.
This is Relevant Radio.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Sabbath and what the Bible has to say about it, kind of understanding how that commandment fits into our modern lives.
Sunday is also a day for catechesis. It's not just the children who need the catechesis.
There was kind of a cultural nod to the fact that there was something different about Sunday. I mean, Sunday was not the same as Saturday, and now it's just another day.
Catholicism broken down and shared for all.
Relevant Radio.
Warm summer sun, backyard gatherings, lush landscaping. Do you dream of turning your ordinary yard into a beautiful outdoor living space? American Landscape can make that dream happen. Serving Southeast Wisconsin since 1973 and family-owned, American Landscape can provide a variety of landscape services by certified professionals. For more information, go to relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword landscape. That's keyword landscape. American Landscape, a proud business supporter of Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is Bishop Don Hying, and today we're hosting Deacon Ryan and Kevin and Liam, and all of them are involved in a sports retreat, new experience here at the seminary named The Remnant. And we've been talking about how it started, what it is. It's a creative blend of spirituality and sports to bring young men here to the seminary. And before the break, Kevin, you were just talking about how you felt this unity of the whole weekend, you know, unity between what you were doing on the basketball court and in small group,
right.
Unity between just talking with your brothers about God and just shooting the breeze with them. And I think that's a very significant point, because I think today we tend to disconnect things. It's like, you know, religion is just for Sunday, you know, just for Mass, and then you put that back in the box. You know, you can't talk about God at school, or who would ever think that sports and religion have anything to do with each other? And yet, when you look at the saints, when you look at the life of Christ, you know, the point is that all of it comes together. All of reality is of a piece. And I think Pope John Paul II was a great example of that. Here's a pope who skied, who played soccer, who swam, had a swimming pool built at his summer home, Castel Gandolfo, so that he could work out. When somebody complained about the expense, he said it's cheaper than another papal conclave, which I thought was a great response. So you had this athlete, you had this poet, you had someone passionately concerned about politics and history who was also pope. And he brought all that together as a natural human response to God. And I just think that's a great point. Let's move into just talking a little bit about your sense of vocation, and maybe that'll surprise you that I'm going there, but obviously this was sponsored by the seminary and the vocations office, so it's to help young men discern their vocation. And I think something to underline is that all of us by baptism have a vocation, so it's not just talking about priesthood, but it's really asking the question, you know, what does Jesus Christ want to do with my life? I mean, that's the real question, I think. Oftentimes we start by asking, what do I want to do with my life? And often we find ourselves bewildered because there's so many choices, there's so many possibilities. Saying yes to one means saying no to everything else. And we live in a culture that likes to keep its options open. But to discern vocation, you need things like The Remnant, where you can sit down with people your age, guys your age, guys that are interested in sports, and just talk about life. And I think out of that comes a sense of, you know, what is it that God's calling me to do? I don't know if either one of you could comment on that a little bit, just your vocation, where you think God is calling you, maybe how The Remnant helped with that even a little bit. Liam, what do you think?
I haven't really, thought really deep, I guess, on what God's calling me to do at this point. Probably should get on that, but it's not something I've really thought about really I haven't really put a lot of time into it yet.
Well, that's a great honest answer, and I think obviously you have time to think about that, but obviously also you're not too young to start thinking about it. And I guess I think Deacon Ryan's hope, all of our hope, would be that things like the remnant triggers questions in young hearts like yours. You know, start asking the question, what is it that God wants to do with my life, and how can I put my life at his service? How about you, Kevin?
Well, one thing I did notice about the remnant was, you know, when you get into these groups of brothers, or when you're in adoration, or when you're at Mass, and you look at yourself, you find out tons of stuff about yourself. I mean, because God's right there talking to you, and it's just, you just have to listen to him. And so that's one of the most incredible things I found about the remnant, was that instead of God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, all right, Kevin, I want you to be a biology teacher, he's not just whacking me over the head like that. He's saying, all right, Kevin, you know what another cool thing about you is? And you want to know another cool thing about me? And just being just a little whisper, just to reemphasize what he's already told you, and that he loves you. And so that was probably one of the big things in the camp.
And that's a great starting point, because you know, it's from that lived relationship with God that you start asking yourself those deeper questions about life and, you know, what you should do with your life. Deacon Ryan, I know social media played a role in recruiting retreat participants and spreading the word about the retreat. Could you just comment on that? I mean, obviously, it's not only the future, social media is now, and more, I think the church is catching up with the evangelization possibilities of social media, and I think this was an example. But what did you do to pull this together?
Yeah, I think it's so instrumental that we engage social media to try and communicate what we're doing within the church. Mm-hmm. And so the Remnant Camps definitely was something that we decided to do, you know, some particular things to help to spread the word. You know, have a Facebook page, make sure that, you know, we're updating that pretty regularly. We made sure we did pretty regular press releases. Relevant Radio supported us in many different ways by putting ads on the radio for us and advertising that way. We made sure that we made personal contact in each one of our Catholic schools throughout the Archdiocese of Milwaukee by having a remnant representative go there and invite young men to come to the camps. And so, while it's very important that we use social media, I think also combined with that is the benefits of a personal invitation from somebody who, you know, is face-to-face with you. And so we combined both of those aspects, the very personal invite, and then also using social media to spread the word about the camps.
It's a great point. You know, and oftentimes it's probably a young man inviting his friends. You know, so I'm going to feel a lot better about going to this if I know that one or two of my friends are going as well. You know, if it's something we don't like, we can, you know, sit in the corner and make fun of it. If we like it, it's going to be a great thing. And I think we see what happened, you know, in the lives of Kevin and Liam because of it. So that's fantastic. The next retreat is in September, is that right? Give us some details about what's coming up this year.
That's right. We have a very exciting retreat coming up. It's called Goal Line Spirituality for the Catholic Man. It's a soccer camp, a remnant soccer camp that we're planning on September 16th through the 18th. It's going to be held at the Archbishop Cousins Center, and we'll be over there for the 3 days. It's going to be very similar to the other two camps that we have, except the main focus is going to be soccer. We're hoping that a lot of young people are going to turn out for it. We're looking at, you know, advertising again in the schools to kind of help to spread the word. But we got some great great people coming, some experts who have played soccer professionally, and also experts who have played recreationally. So it should be a very great event. We're doing something a little different this year for that camp as well. We're looking at trying to make it a game-friendly event. So we recognize that soccer camps, soccer games are still going on. in September. So if there is a soccer game going on, you need to leave the camp or leave our retreat to go there. We're calling it a soccer game-friendly weekend. So you can leave for the few hours for the game and then come back to our camp.
That's great. And if somebody wants more information or wants to sign up or needs more details, where do they go?
They can definitely just search for The Remnant on Facebook, or they can go to our St. Francis Seminary website, and it's also up on the thinkpriest.org website.
So they can register online, is that right?
That's correct. They can print their registration form online and go mail that registration in to us. Okay. So
that's great. So I'm... It's just an open invitation to any young man. What are the age limits? It's for high school?
It's for high school. Okay. Yeah, high school boys are all invited to come. That, you know, doesn't mean you could be a homeschooled young gentleman, you know, or any young man interested in coming is definitely invited. And it's a great weekend. It's a cheap weekend. We only charge $10 per student. So it's a great way to spend 3 days with other guys your age that share a common interest.
So $10 goes towards the Gatorade, right?
That's right. That's about all it covers.
That's great. But I think just to have upstanding young men like Kevin and Liam here is just testimony to the power and the effectiveness of this. So kudos to you, Deacon Ryan, and the other seminarians who've pulled this together. And our prayers and support are certainly with you. So thank the three of you for coming today. Just a few news and updates. Our annual seminary golf outing was held on Monday, July 25th at Triple I Country Club in Milwaukee. It was a great day and evening. It was a tremendous success. So thank you for supporting us, all those who helped in any way. And as you just heard, the Remnant Soccer Goal Line Spirituality for the Catholic Man is the weekend of Friday, September 16th, beginning at 5:30 through Sunday, September 18th at 4 p.m. Cost is only $10. That same weekend, we're hosting an intercultural open house. We had an open house this spring, and that was also on a Remnant weekend. We had 400 people here at the seminary, mostly young. This open house is focused on different cultural groups, Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, Native Americans, the deaf community, but it's certainly open to any young person. So join us on Saturday, September 17th. Here at the seminary. Mass is at noon, and then there's tours and other events until 3 p.m. Save the date for our annual dinner. This year it's Friday, September 30th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Milwaukee. Our goal is to get 900 people there. Imagine if just 90 parishes in our vast archdiocese bought a table. We would be there. So nudge your pastor, nudge your parish council. Encourage people to come to the dinner, to buy a table. It's our major fundraiser of the year, and we could not function here without it. Be sure to tune in on Friday, September 9th, to Living Our Faith with Archbishop Listecki. I'll be talking with the Archbishop about my installation and what my duties will be as your new bishop. Maybe I'll find out on air what those are. But no, I'm sure I'll be meeting with the Archbishop way before that. But please join us every Friday, because there's always something interesting going on. Our next show will air on Friday, September 2nd. We miss a show in August, but tune in regularly again in September as we begin our third year of this radio show, which is amazing. And for more information about the seminary and this show, visit www.sfs.edu. Please pray for us as we begin another exciting year of formation here at your seminary, St. Francis de Sales. And we ordained five great new priests this past spring. We're looking to ordain possibly seven in 2012, one of whom will be Deacon Ryan. So we can't wait for that to happen. Hesitate in letting him get ordained, because you know, he has to come back and keep running these retreat camps, right? God bless all of you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Deacon Ryan, Liam, and Kevin. Please tune in next time. Thank you.
This Week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee has been brought to you by Allstate Insurance Agent Deacon Scott Campbell and American Landscape.